billions of dead things, and the flood.
Answers with Ken Ham, a popular author and speaker from Australia, whose ministry has a new creation museum and planetarium near Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, Ken, if there really was a global flood in Noah's day, as Genesis records, what evidence would we expect to find around the world?
Well, Mark, one of my favorite sayings, to answer your question, goes like this. If Noah's flood really happened, you'd expect to find billions of dead things buried in rock layers laid down by water all over the earth. And you know what we find? Billions of dead things buried in rock layers laid down by water all over the earth. Of course, the evolutionists say, but there's no evidence for a global flood. Where's the evidence? After all we find are billions of dead things buried in rock layers laid down by water all over the earth. I believe that most of the fossil record is the evidence of Noah's flood. Of course, this evidence we see only exists in the present. Therefore, you have to interpret what the fossil record really means. The more scientists have looked at it, the more it's obvious it fits with catastrophism, not slow processes over millions of years. The reason many scientists don't want to believe in a global flood is because it means the Bible's true. That's a major lesson taught in our new creation museum, in fact.
We'll provide you with more evidence that the Bible is true on our website, AnswersRadio.com. For example, the website answers the question, why does God allow so much suffering and death in this world? Go to AnswersRadio.com and you'll be built up in your faith.